This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. As the weekend wraps up, boy, what a week it was coming, off that week and heading into another week. A dust storm. I'll just peel back the onion for you. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A storm, a dust storm and a rainstorm has smashed in to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And, of course, that's where our satellite facility is. So I feel like kind of Dorothy, only not in Kansas, someplace else. He didn't feel like he was someplace else, but on top of the earth. And I'm going to start with a sports note because this is awesome for America. You got a player in Jordan Spieth who wins the British Open and does it in such dramatic fashion. He's such a great representative of the U.S. because he's so gentlemanly and so exciting to watch and is just a great representative. You know, we talk about the Olympics and then we talk about other sports, and here he was in the Open, and he overcame a kind of a rocky start on Sunday. He had shot three rounds where he was in the lead in the 60s, but he ended up shooting a 69. He finishes 12 under, and he wins that title. So that's three championships for Jordan Spieth. So pretty exciting. I give him a round of applause from me and from all of you listening to America Tonight. Because, like I said, it was something to see. I made sure that I was up and watching because I had a great feeling about the potential of Spieth to close the door. And you know what? Sure enough, he closed the door in a very, very big way. Speaking of closing doors and opening doors, this was a crazy nightmare that happened over the weekend, but I think it's revealing as to what is really going on with human trafficking and these smugglers. There are nine people that were left dead in a truck in Texas, 100-degree heat. And it was a tractor trailer in the parking lot near San Antonio, Texas. And there was a call that went out to a store employee to ask for water. Eight bodies, dozens struggling for their lives in the back of a sweltering 18-wheeler. Wow. The police chief was so stunned there, he just described it as one word, horrific. Human trafficking tragedy. 39 people found in and around the trailer in this parking lot. I've been by it. I know exactly where it is, off of a major interstate, Interstate 35, in San Antonio. I mean, right there. So eight people pronounced dead right at the scene on Sunday morning. And it was heat exposure and asphyxiation. That's what happened to them. Another man died at the hospital. 17 others were rushed to the hospital. You had two school-aged kids that were part of this mass casualty situation. The driver is in federal custody. He will be in a federal court Monday morning. They're trying to determine the origin of what happened with this tragedy. Good luck with that. But they're trying to trace it back to who, to where, to the human trafficking. Homeland Security says there is over 2,000 human smuggling inquiries, and there have been over 1,500 criminal convictions in 2016. So ICE is trying to be all on top of this, but I think it's just a sad reflection of what's still happening and what people don't understand. You know, when we talk about the border and we talk about we have a porous border and we need to do something about it, we've been saying that for years, and that there are laws on the books. I saw this and I've said this. I spent a week with the Border Patrol, and it was, in my entire life, one of the most shocking things. And trust me, I've seen a few things. It was one of the most shocking things that I have ever seen. what people will do to get to the U.S. and what the people will do to take advantage of them. And what so many don't understand is these situations happen where they just drop people, they just shoot people, they just leave people that they've charged who knows how much money to smuggle in to the U.S. It just shows you the networks could care less. It's a reckless disregard, as one of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement acting directors said. It's just a reckless disregard for the people they smuggle. They don't care. It's money. That's it. That's it. So some say, you know what the problem is? They say the opposite. They say the problem is on the federal, state, and local officials for ramping up security on the border. They say the opposite. They say this criminalizes refugees and immigrants that are trying to get out of violent situations and poverty in Central America. We know that with the gangs and beyond that. The bottom line is this, though. We can't possibly just allow people to flow into the country. That, too, is a problem. I've seen the drownings. I've seen the bodies when I was with the Border Patrol. It is a sad reminder of what truly is happening out there that people sometimes refuse to believe, I think. It is, folks. It's out there. There's rape trees. There's women who get smuggled across, and if somebody decides they're going to take advantage of them, there are rape trees, they call them, because they get attacked at these trees. It's shocking. It's stunning. But because I saw it with my own eyes, I get it. I get what's really happening and what other people just want to kind of bury their head in the sand on. Right here at the top of the show, I want to say this because we do our cheap movie reviews, and I had a bunch of people actually take me up on this and email me and give me their thoughts on Dunkirk, which won at the box office. Christopher Nolan's World War II epic movie completely beat expectations, brought in about $50 million in North America. Overall, $105 worldwide is the estimate. And, of course, Tom Hardy is in it. Mark Rylance is in it as well. And, you know, this, the way he shot this movie is getting a lot of buzz. The high resolution, they call it 70 millimeters. That's what the film is on. And that's how you would just notice it. You might not know that's what it is, but you would notice it. So how about that? And I think it is people wanting to know more about the battles. People completely relating, in a sense, to that generation, to what we've heard. So, you know, bravo. And some of you sent me reviews. I got this one from Emma, who said, Dunkirk Kate Delaney is a must-see. I am in my 30s and I knew very little about Dunkirk. Now I completely understand. Wow, wow, wow. I saw it with my boyfriend. We loved it. Then I got this one from Joseph, who says, Kate, longtime listener. I've emailed you a few times, but this is about your movie review. I want one of your books. I saw Dunkirk, and I have to say, every actor in this was phenomenal. It was a beautiful, sad film and a good reminder of what war was like, the hell that it was for those back in World War II. All right, we come back on the flip side. More reaction to what's happening in Washington, including those leaks out of the White House. A White House spokesperson had something to say about it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Oh, you gotta love that. America Tonight, Kate Delaney. I think I can breathe now after I was blown into the studio, but I made it. So the president is going to talk about health care on Monday. He's going to speak to the press at the White House about it minutes after what he calls the victims, after meeting with what he calls the victims of Obamacare. That was announced late on Sunday. I just got a note to that effect as well. So we'll, of course, be talking about that. At the White House lunch on Wednesday of last week, he told the lawmakers who were there that he didn't think that they should leave town unless they had a health insurance plan in place until it's complete and it's on his desk. So Mitch McConnell has been pushing and as much as he can, but he's been unable to come up with the support to repeal and replace the health care law. McConnell has said he's willing to repeal the law and hold a vote on it next week, but three Republican senators have already said that they would not bring it to the floor. So saying, I will not bring it to the floor is, guess what? I will not bring it to the floor. That's pretty obvious that that is going to stick. It's not going to change. So what's going to be different about, what's going to be different about this press conference or that push to try to, somehow get others on board, because it's about numbers. In the end, that's it. I mean, in the end, president wants it or not, it doesn't matter. If Republicans, what Trump tweeted out on Sunday night is, he said, if Republicans don't repeal and replace the disastrous Obamacare, the repercussions will be far greater than any of them understands. So now I'm curious, what does that mean? What does it mean that the repercussions will be greater than any of them think? Well, we know one of the side effects of Obamacare has absolutely been what? It has absolutely been the fact that the premiums have gone up for everybody. And I know many of you have called this show. You've talked about it. I have friends who started small businesses, busted their rear ends, got very lucky with some great employees, offer health insurance, and feel terrible that they had to jack up the rates. And then for them, it was more money, and there was nothing they could do. In fact, I have three friends in that particular situation that don't want to be in that situation but have no choice. That's not good. And obviously, you know, we can talk about so much that's happened in the healthcare industry, but the bottom line is, why did we allow this to happen, and how do we reverse that course? There has to be a way to figure this out. There has to be a way. Yes, it's complicated. Yes, there are massive feelings all the way around on this sucker. But you can't tell me. I say this all the time and I mean it. Am I right about this? If I'm not, please call me. I want to hear from you. 855-266-5283. I don't care if you are kicking butt and have tonneau cash, right? I mean, ultimately, right, it's not about the money. It's about the connection to the people, because we all die with whatever's in our pocket. It doesn't matter. But the way you live is going to be different, right? Of course it is. So here's the thing. If you have a lot of coin, then you have ways around the healthcare system, and you just will pay more. But that's okay. You're going to be covered off on whatever the medical thing is. If you're in that squeeze position, which a lot of people are, where you're making it and you're just almost there, but you're not quite there, and you can juggle as many jobs as you want, but it's going to take some time, then you find yourself being squeezed by these crazy premiums. And so many good doctors, and it's true, a lot of good doctors were scared off because it wasn't worth it for them. Why would they have this huge malpractice insurance, and they're just not, even if they feel ethically they want to treat people and they love being a doctor, I know of two doctors that I've gone to that just take cash from people when they know they can't afford it, when they know they're just squished by these craziest premium rates. It is a complicated deal. But so what that it's complicated? It's our lives. My grandmother used to say, I had this great-grandmother who lived to be, I felt like she was 1,000, right? And she smoked, by the way, like a chimney. It was crazy. But she was thin. She ate healthy for whatever that's. She's eating healthy and she's thin, but she's smoking a lot of cigarettes. But anyway, Gram, as we called her, used to say to me all the time when I was a kid, you know, your health matters the most. You have to have your health, she would say to me, and I think, wow, you know, I'm like 15. Why is she telling me this? And now I so get it. It's like when you talk to these doctors, what do they say? As I go off on the rabbit hole tangent, what do they say? Stay healthy. When I say, what's the solution? I can't tell you how many of them have said to me, just stay healthy. Well, in theory, boy, that's pretty good, right? Just stay healthy. Not always easy to do, my friends, right? No. No, not easy to do. Because you can't control always, no matter what you're putting into your body, even if it's really healthy, you can't control what happens always in whatever environment you're in. You can't. So the Senate health care bill is headed for failure. It certainly looks that way. Barring some kind of miracle, maybe it's a last-minute Hail Mary by the Prez on Monday, something shakes out. I can't imagine what it is. Senator Susan Collins, who you'll hear from in a bit, already announced her opposition to the Senate health care bill. She criticized what she called a confusing and disjointed process. A vote is likely Tuesday, but senators still don't know whether they'll vote on the House passed measure, and that's also part of it. Senator Rand Paul, many of you listening to us in the great state of Kentucky in Louisville, another opponent, said the revised Senate version is a pork fest And specifically what he said as part of the Sunday swirl, he was on CNN's State of the Union. He said, this is a quote, they're dumping billions of dollars into pet projects for individual senators. Republicans control 52 Senate seats, can only afford two defections. Vice President Pence would break a 50-50 tie. So without McCain, Collins, and Paul, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't have enough support to pass the bill. It's just numbers. Whatever said, you can say it again 20 different twisted ways, but you don't have the numbers. You don't have the numbers. And again, the president can tweet, can say, can do whatever, saying the Republican senators have to step up to the plate and after 7 years vote to repeal and replace. The Congressional Budget Office was the dagger to the heart, right? Boom! Release the money and scare a ton of people. So the CBO did that on Wednesday. They released a score projecting the revised version of the Senate health care bill would cause 22 million more people to be without health insurance in 2026. And that scares a lot of people, right? But that's 2026. So what are we doing in between? What's happening in between? Skepticism aside, how do we make it work? How do we make health care better? To me, that's the most infuriating deal of this, of the whole healthcare debacle, really. Is that once the first time the ACA was voted in, what I kept being told when I was in D.C. is it's not perfect, there are problems with it, but guess what? We're going to work on it. We're going to change some of what isn't working because we have this time. But what was changed? 7 years go by and what wasn't working? I mean, what was working? Pre-existing conditions, of course. Kids that could still stay on parents' insurance. That was great. I think of when, you know, I was 22 or 23. But, of course, one thing I always seemed to get was decent health coverage. In fact, that was what they were selling you. The bennies. Now they don't, a lot of times they don't even talk about the benefits. It's a much different time. And healthcare is crippling a lot of other industries too, as well. And with this healthcare failure, what does it mean? What are the repercussions across the board for everybody? All right, we come back. Some of the sounds from D.C. heading into the week. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
I walk a lonely avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With love and hair and stormy eyes.
We can't accept anything Don Jr. says. And, of course, we can't accept much the president says about this either, because he has a similar record of not being forthcoming when it comes to Russia.
We've had over 60 leaks in the first 6 months from the intelligence community when the other administrations previous to us were in the single digits after the entire time.
All right, let's talk first about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is the White House press secretary. And what she said there about the leaks and the craziness of that, it was a strange, let's face it, 6 months for sure. And there have been some conflicting reports that have come out of the White House, but there's been conflicting reports flying around in the media, too, to be fair. I mean, come on, there is, right? So what's interesting, and this is being written about, is was there differing playbooks on the Sunday swirl, on the Sunday shows, the talking heads? Because Trump's top communication aides were out there trying to set a kind of a unified front 2 days after the president added a New York financier as communications director and promoted Sarah Huckabee Sanders to press secretary after Sean Spicer resigned unexpectedly. So on Sunday, Sanders and Scaramucci, Anthony Scaramucci is the New York financier, they kind of contradicted one another. Sanders said on ABC This Week that the administration is supportive of being tough on Russia, particularly in putting the sanctions in place, and went on to say, we were able to work with the House and Senate, and the administration is happy with the ability to do that and make those changes that were necessary, and we support where the legislation is now. In the meantime, Scaramucci said, you've got to ask President Trump on any of that. My guess is he's going to make that decision shortly. Adding that as far as he knew, Trump hasn't made the decision yet to sign the bill one way or the other. And that's kind of interesting. The White House has opposed Congress's initial attempt to impose added economic sanctions on Moscow for its meddling in the 2016 presidential campaign. And that's what started to raise the questions about the president's relationship with the Kremlin and then this whole FBI investigation. But that's that part of it. She was talking about the leaks and things that were coming out. So they'll have to get more. I mean, they're going to have to get in the same place on this. They're going to have the same playbook on that. So, I mean, Scaramucci is brand new to this. This is a friend, a buddy, a guy who gets the financial world. And the doggy-dogness of politics in Washington especially is way different. Way different. And by the way, Anthony Scaramucci had, apparently, all these old tweets that he got rid of. In the 140-character world, the one thing that you have to, that you have to take into account is they're always there. People can always go back and look at whatever it is you said. Snarky, funny, political, doesn't matter, right? This is why they tell millennials and younger people to get used to realizing that it's fine if they are who they are as long as they can own it. Because if they put things out that are too over the top in one direction or another, it may end up costing them. So who knows what specifics were of his tweets, but, you know, now he's into politics. And being a financier is different than being in the world of politics where everything seems to be fair game because we have such massive amounts of ways, frankly, to dissect what's happening in D.C., the shortcuts. Adam Schiff, the congressman from California, had plenty to say about Russia, including, he says, Russia uses money to influence policy, a most powerful form of compromise. So Mueller's scope must include money laundering allegations. And talked about that we must ensure that the chief executive is doing the nation's work first and foremost. We have to ensure that POTUS is operating in U.S. best interest, not his own. So talking about Junior and what will we see from Junior, because, you know, there's that whole idea that he's going to testify and something is going to come out of that. So it's personally, here's what I think. We're going to constantly talk about this whole Russia thing. Eventually, Mueller gets to the end of whatever it is he's going to get to the end of. We keep hearing that a lot of people on the left will say, and I say on this show, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Everyone's invited to the party to talk. But here's the thing with some of the people on the left just insisting that he's going to be impeached. I don't see it. I don't see an impeachment, at least in the near future. I don't see it. That this whole Russia thing is going to bite the president in the back, and there's going to be something that we're going to see. What is that something? I don't know. Tell me what it is. And I have really turned over a lot of rocks. And, you know, even just last week, we had on Ellen Ratner, who couldn't be, and I say this all the time, with affection, couldn't be is the most liberal person I know. She couldn't be more liberal. And what does she say? That she doesn't believe it either. That there's nothing's going to come of that. That it's interesting times and it's crazy and all of that. But that this idea of espousing impeachment, don't book that ticket yet. Don't do that. Right? Mm-mm. Because it's highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. By the way, as I move from Washington, D.C. and start kicking in some odds and ends, because in our next segment we're going to go to the mailbag, some of you mentioned this in the mailbag, so I'm just going to talk about it. I have a fascination with sharks. I don't know why. I've been deep sea fishing and I've caught some sharks, not giant sharks. I think when I was really a young kid in the 70s, my mother, who never let us see anything that was scary or would be in any way out of bounds, for some reason took us to see Jaws, and it scared me to death. And so we would go to the shore, and I think I was looking for sharks, really. So Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps raced against a great white shark, and it aired on Sunday night. Did you see it? It was featured in the Discovery's Phelps versus the Shark, Great Gold versus Great White, part of the Shark Week summer programming. I don't want to tell you what happened. Who won? Michael Phelps, Mr. Olympic swimmer, or the shark? And was he racing next to the shark? Or was it just an image superimposed? I don't know. If you're Michael Phelps, would you somehow... Hey, don't worry. We have netting, and the shark will do exactly what we want it to do. Right? Obviously, the shark is going to swim next to you, and we're going to time it and see what happens. Are you falling for that? I'm just saying. I don't want to spoil it. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. Right? I'm just saying. And some of you are all into the Shark Week thing, too. I think what's interesting about Shark Week is when they talk about that, oh, shark attacks are still so rare, but then they have these horrific stories about somebody goes on vacation and they don't go to their room first, and, oh, they're in the Bahamas or wherever, and they go for a swim, and they're in ankle-deep water, and then they get attacked. That's not making me feel confident about the rest of you. And then, of course, the thing is, well, don't go swimming early in the morning. Don't go swimming at dusk. I mean, okay. And that means we're safe otherwise. What about all those kids surfing at Cocoa Beach who get nipped in the heels? And then think it's no big deal, and they go back out again. Oh, it's just a shark nipping me in the heels. No biggie. Right. I don't think so. I think it's a big deal. If I lived to tell about it and my heel was bleeding, oh, I don't know that you could get me back. I'm not a fraidy cat, but I don't know that you could get me back out in the water again. And speaking of water, the story about this Wisconsin flood that ruined all the cash at a bank. A Wisconsin bank announced in a Facebook post, no less, that it was open again after flood water hit its vault and ruined the money inside. They said the water got up to 21 inches high throughout the entire bank. That stuff was floating everywhere, chairs, equipment, all of that. And all the cash was in the vault, and all of it needed to be replaced. So the payments were handled, loan applications were taken, all that stuff. They didn't miss any of that. But they had a nearby office in a place called Lake Geneva. But they say that they had to replace the cash, so the cash was ruined. Look, there's millions of dollars that's ruined. What should we do with it? Should we dry it out? Should we turn it in? How do we do that? I'll tell you, you want a crazy, crazy bucket list item, if you haven't done this, go to see the money being printed. Go to Philadelphia. Go to the Philadelphia Mint. Or there's one in Denver. Or there are a handful of others. Go to a mint and just look at it. It's just money. This is paper. It's all this paper. Paper sheets and the coins. Crazy, let me tell you. We're diving into the mailbag next here on America Tonight.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com.
1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Tonight, but as we round the final corner for this hour of America Tonight, let's go out to Zach in Washington. Hello, Zach.
Hello.
Hey, Zach, what's on your mind?
I'd just like to thank you for the what you're doing in Uganda. It's great. And I know you're talking about the dark web.
You've got the wrong show, Zach. I'm sorry. You got the wrong show. I wasn't talking about that, but thanks for calling. I think you just hit on the wrong show. In fact, the way I roll here, we were talking about what was happening in D.C., how it affects you, what's being discussed, what's going on with the president, what's happening in the White House, and then a plethora of other things that are kind of cockamamie around the U.S. that are really America Tonight. What is the picture of what's going on in America? Not just politics, some of the funny stuff, some of the great stuff people are doing, and some of the ridiculous nonsense, frankly, that's happening out there. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail's here. All right, this one is from Megan, who says, Kate, G-O-T, baby, so glad you are a Game of Thrones woman. I am, too. I really like it. It is fantasy kind of mixed with what looks like it would be a piece of history. Regardless, it is good mind candy and well-written and well-produced. So I'm glad that people are into Game of Thrones. Yeah, me, too. Hey, listen, There's got to be other things that you dance to, right? We can sit here and froth at the mouth at things that are awful and things that are terrible that are happening and whatever, but sometimes you got to walk into the light, right? And if walking into the light is an entertainment is part of that for you, amen. Walk into the light. And speaking of dark things, and this is a dark thing, this one comes to us from Mac in Minneapolis. Kate, breaks my heart what happened in Minneapolis to that poor woman. I heard you talking about the fatal shooting of the Australian woman last weekend by a cop, and it just should have never happened. It was wrong. You cannot take her life back. You say it all the time. Why don't we ever mourn for the victims? It's always about everybody else and what happened and all the particulars. And what happened is that cop should be gone. I don't care about the body camera stuff. He might have been a great guy. He really muffed up. And muffed up is putting it mildly. I'm being clean. So the Minneapolis police chief resigned because of in the wake of that Australian woman's shooting. And I frankly think that should have happened. Well, in a statement on Friday, that's exactly what happened. The Minneapolis police chief, Janie Hartow, I think her name is, said, I've decided I'm willing to step aside to let a fresh set of leadership eyes see what can be done for the Minneapolis Police Department to be the very best it can. The mayor said in a statement that while she had served the city for 30 years with vision, determination, and strength, that the mayor does not believe the chief can do the job any longer. Wow. Losing confidence in the chief to lead. That is a slam dunk. She had to resign. She said she was, the police chief said she's proud of the work she did, but the shooting of the 40-year-old Justine DeMond by one of the officers and other incidents caused her to reflect. So, yeah, this is, you know, again, can you bring this woman back to life? Can you breathe life into a dead woman at a cop shot? No, you can't. She was engaged. I mean, it's the story's sad. It's awful. And what? How does this happen? So, yeah, you had people marching through the streets in her honor, friends, neighbors in the community, but it raises awareness. Hey, the chief resigns. Boy. But it still doesn't do anything to bring her back. I'll say it again. You know, it's interesting. In attendance at the rally was Valerie Castile, the mother of the guy who was shot and killed by a police officer during a traffic stop last year. And, of course, that officer was acquitted last month of first-degree reckless homicide. The demonstrations were, the demonstrations of her being there for Philando Castillo was the guy who was shot. That was a terribly sad story as well. It was pretty poignant to see that photo of her with the fiance of the Australian woman. And it goes back to the same thing. Body cameras should have recorded the shooting. Yeah, I mean, there's just no words. There just is no words. And, you know, he went through his, the officer, Officer Noor, went through the police academy training, is now answering questions about that, but I say the same thing. The family's rocked by the police shooting. The people in Minneapolis are rocked by the shooting. But it just, you know, have to have grace, I suppose, in these times, because there's nothing that will bring her back to life, you know. And that's the other side of this. Something unexpected. You're going about your everyday life. She seems like she's being a good Samaritan. She makes a phone call, thinks that somebody's being attacked in an alley, and the next thing you know, she is being shot to death. And there just aren't strong enough words for what happened there. There just aren't. Just not. It's tough. Very, very tough. All right, we got a couple more. Let's quickly go to this. Will says, Kate, I heard you talking about you got to give the press credit for what's happening with the markets. And even when the markets are down over all the last 6 months, the markets have been pretty good, haven't they? They have been. Yeah, and then there'll be dips. There was a dip on Friday. The S&P and the NASDAQ and the Dow were down. But also it's also flipped around, too, as well, in some very, very big ways. And for retirement accounts and people who have to have diversified retirement accounts, the market matters because you've got to be at the craps table somewhat to be able to increase your net worth if you use what's available to you, whether it's a small amount or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But that's the way to go, is to be able to use that and study it and pay attention to the markets, pay attention, frankly, to what's happening, right? Definitely. In the meantime, I also got this one from Al, who says, Kate, I know you spend time in Chicago. I've heard you actually even talking about doing a show one time, a memorabilia show, and I even heard you mention Pokemon. Did you see this thing about the Pokemon No Go? There was this sold-out event in Chicago's Grant Park to celebrate the one-year anniversary of this reality mobile sensation, Pokemon Go, but it turned into a disastrous thing when spotty cell coverage and technical snags prevented fans of the game from logging in, and the crowd just booed when the CEO took the stage. Yeah, that's not good. The guy who runs the Pokemon Go, the CEO of that company, and of course, what's he going to do? He has to issue a statement to apologize to thousands of people who were there. They registered, and they promised they would get a refund of the $20 face value cost for their tickets because, see, so you had thousands of people, they paid $20, and they wanted their money back. And now some people paid scalpers as high as $400. There's nothing you can do about that, right? The company says they're going to give in-game credits to registered attendees worth $100. And then they're going to do what they can to bolster the range to a two-mile radius surrounding Grand Park where those enthusiasts were there. And they're going to do it through Monday so they can chase Pokemon. Like they're going to have time to do that now. Hey, come back. We're so sorry. We have credits for you. We'll give you your 20 back. Try again. Pokemon No Go. Big black eye. Hey, thanks for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.